This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nostalgia, reminiscing, all seems pretty good, or is it? Mara Zip is our psychologist. It's wonderful to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back. Good morning to you both and to everyone out there.
I was just reminiscing with Aaron before of the great times we've shared this year with you.
There has been many great times.
And how you've changed our lives for the better.
More difficulties, but they've been overcome and we've been able to rejoice in that.
We have indeed. But Murray, when it comes to kind of nostalgia and reminiscing, you know, like it can be really good and I guess we want you to unpack why it is so good. But is there some danger sometimes? Like do some people kind of get caught in the past and never kind of live in the now?
Yeah, so that is the one downside of that. But I guess, I mean, starting from that place of there being some great benefit in reminiscing together, understanding and sharing our past experiences, particularly key at this time of the year because we're coming into the Christmas season and a part of that is often about reminiscing, catching up with family and reminiscing. So when we reminisce, particularly when we share stories with our family, we're actually commonly and creatively together, collaboratively, doing some shared sense making, and so we're sharing our emotions and our memories, and drawing on some of those emotions, bring them back into the here and now, and in so doing, understanding more about our sense of who we are and our sense of our own personal narrative and story, as well as our collective one, and so it's actually quite a feel good thing for the vast majority of people, the vast majority of the time.
Yeah, for sure. But I guess there's that flip side as well, because I'm just thinking about one person in particular that I know, and I feel like they've never really been able to kind of move past a moment in their life that would, you know, it's been racking up years and years now, you know, like, you know, the old saying, time heals. It doesn't seem like it has for this person. They seem like they're still kind of stuck in this moment and haven't been able to kind of, I guess, move forward.
Yeah, and there's the downside in that what can be quite common is because the memories themselves are quite often fixed, we can't actually go back and change any of those, particularly if there's been difficult experiences that people have had or even if they've been quite good experiences, they've had an impact on their life in some way. It's very, very common or it's part of the memory trap in a way can be continually reliving some of these things and going over them and not being able to really understand them in a different way. And that would be my biggest tip for listeners out there is that reminiscing is a really, really important and powerful thing to do. But sometimes we can fall into the trap of continually looking through a fixed lens. And so what that means is that we see the same instances, the same memories through the same eyes and understand it the same way. And sometimes that can actually be quite difficult for some people and cause, you know, stress and distress. It can, like a lot of things, be based on and help contribute to, you know, issues with self-image and core belief and things like that. And particularly if we are prone to experience depression, then sometimes, unfortunately, we can actually use the past as a bit of a stick to beat ourselves with, in a way. Because if we're used to seeing things in a particular way, and that way isn't particularly positive, then we've always, all of us have got a pretty big back catalogue of mistakes that we've made and things like that. And so sometimes what that can actually mean for people is if we're only looking at the negative experiences and we're only looking at the things that haven't worked really well for us in a certain way, without being able to actually reframe that for ourselves and understand it differently, then there's going to be a lot of evidence back there for us to kind of feel bad.
Yeah, is this where someone like yourself kind of steps into this? Like, say someone's going through something and, like you said, some of these things can be quite painful in the past and memories that are kind of really locked in and people can be locked there. Is this kind of where your expertise come in, where you can help people kind of make sense of them and then kind of break free from them?
Yeah, a considerable part of understanding ourselves and our world, and also a considerable part of the work of a lot of psychologists and therapists and things like that is being able to understand the connections between our previous experiences and our current distress or happiness, for that matter, and then being able to understand those, sometimes then working on being able to maybe take a step to the left or the right cognitively, that is, and see some of those experiences and understand them in a different way for today, so that we're actually able to be able to feel ourselves and look at ourselves in a slightly different way and feel a little bit better and move away from some of those difficult experiences. But the flip side of that is that reminiscing about good things and as I said before, you know, sharing that connection with the people that we experience that with can actually give us a lot today. And the studies have actually repeated studies have actually found that the ability to express and appreciate gratitude for the people, places, and things that have been important for us in our world and are currently important for us is one of the key markers of not only increased happiness but also increased well-being. So being able to actually think about the things that have been important to us and why and actually express that gratitude helps us to understand our world in a different way and actually allows us to take stock one of the results of that is that we actually are more likely to be happier people.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.